Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. How the heck are you? Hope you're having a great week. Hope your business is exceeding your wildest imagination and your biggest hopes and dreams, because that's what it's designed to do. And this is going to be kind of a cool episode because I'm going to do something that I haven't really done. I have a listener to the Quick Talk Podcast named Cody Middleton. He's got a cleaning business, and he's going to share a secret marketing hack. And it's actually a really simple concept, but when he had mentioned it to me, I said, dude, like, this is so simple, and people could apply it immediately. Like, would you be willing to come on here and tell us your super secret ninja magic with your marketing stuff? I'll let him kind of unpack what it is, but it has to do with using Facebook Marketplace ads. And it only takes a small investment of your time. And he's generated like 14 grand the last couple months doing this. So I'm going to let him explain that. But Cody, thank you for taking a few minutes. How the heck are you?
Oh, Josh, I couldn't be better. I love what we do. And I'm excited to be on here and help everybody else do the same.
Awesome. Well, tell us where you're located and how long you've been in business. Give us like a little snapshot of what you got going on over there.
All right. I live in Victoria, BC, Canada. We are a wonderful small island of misfits. But my wife and I got married about 2 years ago. We made the move out here. I started in sales. I sold cell phones for the weirdest reason. It worked for me. And then I ended up helping a friend of mine clean carpets, which I think most of the listeners have had an experience in, or I've heard a few of them at least. And then I realized that cleaning carpets was tough, and I was making the company a lot of money. And I thought to myself, I can do the same thing with something a little easier on my back and still make some good money. So I invested my time, and I got into window cleaning.
Awesome. And how long have you been cleaning windows up in BC?
Here, I've actually been only 1 year, and I didn't really start to take off until just after the spring rush. I didn't invest a lot of effort into it. I was still helping with the carpets, but I just decided to cut my ties and just go full steam. And I've been making a solid living even after the busy season. You know, it's been pretty awesome.
Yeah, and the reason I like this little trick that you're going to share is, number one, it's really simple, and it's really applicable to small companies that are just starting out, that maybe you have more time than you have money, right? So when you're starting a business, it's normal to have an excess of time and a lack of money. And then as you create momentum and you start booking yourself 2 and 3 and 4 weeks out and you raise your prices and you get some financial momentum, you're going to find yourself in the opposite situation where you have money, but you don't have any time. And so much stuff we can do to market our business. This is a really simple way. Even though you do this online, I still consider this a proactive marketing technique, which I talk about in the podcast. And it's really like a boots on the ground thing, except you're doing it on your computer, which is really, really cool. So go ahead and dig in and tell us what this is and what you've done to generate the extra 14K in work using Facebook.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was listening to you on the podcast talking about ones that have more time than money. But I thought to myself a long time ago that there has to be a simpler way to generate income without having to go to those areas and, you know, do the door-to-door thing. So I looked into Marketplace on Facebook, which is my marketing hack, as you mentioned it. I started looking at small groups of people that needed help. And my very first group that I joined was a single moms group, and I got a lot of flack for it. People made fun of me, but I just went on there and I just posted a couple of little, you know, words saying that I offer window cleaning. I understand that it can be hard to do this yourself if you have a family, and I got a lot of traction. I got a lot of people sending me messages, PMs, as they say, and I got a lot of work from that way. And then what I did was I started looking for things online to buy, things that help my apartment, like beds and shelving units. And then I thought to myself, this is a great place to put my ads on. So then I tried it. I posted an ad, and the first one I did really well. Within seconds, I got messages from all over the island and people asking, do you come up here, which was like an hour away. And I thought, okay, well, this is really awesome. It's working extremely well. And I think this first day I did, I got $500 worth of job within an hour. And it was insane. I thought, okay, this is amazing. This is going to work, but I have to figure out a way to refine this so that I can organize my time better and just be smarter with my time, really.
Sounds like you hit a vein, it was working, and now you wanted to systemize it and get more organized with the structure of how you do this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started looking at smaller areas, smaller towns or communities that were a little bit outside of the area, because where I live, we have window cleaners and we have a few of them. And I know that where I live, there's probably not a big need for it. So I started looking at areas that I could travel to that weren't too far away, maybe 15, 20 minutes. And I started looking for groups on Facebook that were related to those little cities that I wanted to travel to. For example, about 20 minutes away, there's a place called Machozen. It's a small area. They have a couple of groups online, and I looked at them and I started adding myself to those groups. And then I started to realize that in Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, I could go in, create my ad, and just let people know that I was going to be in that area for a day. I had, four or five spots open. If you'd like me to come by and do your windows for my sale price, I would be happy to come by. And it worked. I got, four or five for that day. And then I started getting more messages, but I said, okay, well, let me schedule you for next week. So now I'm starting to get, two or three weeks ahead of time booked. And it's the slow time. It's a slow season for me.
So let me back up and ask you a couple of questions. So Facebook Marketplace is basically like Facebook's version of Craigslist, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's one piece of this, but that's different than going into the actual private Facebook groups that communities have. And I don't know if the listeners realize this. Hopefully they do, but there are so many Facebook groups, it's insane. Like, no matter what interest you have, there's probably 10 Facebook groups like for that interest. And that goes to the subdivision level, like neighborhoods. Neighborhoods will create community Facebook groups. But I also know that you have to like tread lightly and like be really tactical in the way that you post and talk. Like if you're doing an ad on the marketplace, I'm assuming, and just correct me if I'm wrong and maybe spend a couple minutes further explaining this, the marketplace is an ad. You're like, hey, I offer this service. Here's the price or here's my number. Let me know. And that was working. But then you attached this Facebook group element to it. How do those two things tie together? Are they two different strategies? And how did you post in these groups without people deleting your posts and banning you for coming in there and spamming them?
Yeah, you're right. You have to use a lot of discretion when it comes to groups that don't allow you to sell any time to anyone. Really, it comes down to groups that are classified related, and then the ones that aren't, you'll know by the title of the group when you join it. For those ones that aren't classified related, I would go in, I would introduce myself as a local window cleaner, and then I would put something up that's not necessarily selling my services, but saying something like, hey, I'm going to be in the area next week. I understand this is not a place to sell services. So if you're an admin, if this is inappropriate, please delete if you need to. But I'm going to be in the area. If you'd like a free quote, please send me a message with your address, and I'd be happy to come by and take a look for you. Or I would say something like, hey, I'm going to be in the area. I've got a few extra minutes. I'm going to do some doors and just let people know who I am. If you'd like me to come by and give you a free quote, let me know what your address is and I'd be happy to help you out. Mm-hmm. And things like that, they work because I'm not intruding. I'm not being Mr. Sales Guy and, you know, going crazy. And I'm being a part of the community.
And as I think about this, like if I was going to do this like today, I would think of ways to add value to the group or do-it-yourself tips or something where you could still be pretty clear that you're in so-and-so business or you offer such-and-such service, but you can add value like DIY stuff, or you can go in there and just start commenting on other people's threads, right? I mean, like everything else I talk about, this is a tactic. Okay, and tactics are awesome. But if you can take the tactic and couple it with a strategy, it's more awesome. And what I mean by that is you want to play the long game, right? If you could get your little claws rooted into some of these communities, get one or two customers in there, get a little bit of social proof going, make for every one post where you're implying they hire you, you have nine posts where you're adding value or liking other people's stuff or commenting back. That's really the right way to do this, right? Have you started kind of playing the game that way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll go in and like I said, or like you said there, I'll start to like people's pictures or comments, or I'll just comment. Or if I have been in the area and say there's a traffic accident, I'll warn people, you know, to slow down or just to kind of keep an eye out. Things that are going on in that area that I know are going on, I'll just add it. Even if people already know, they then see me as being part of the group and a friend and who is reliable or trustworthy. And yeah, it's been working. And the other really good thing that I've been finding is once I've done a couple of jobs, I'm starting to get social proof from people commenting on my comments or my ads that I'm doing, saying that I am a very good window cleaner and I just finished their windows and they look amazing. So it's just blowing up. And I've been having so much fun.
No, I think it's awesome. It's simple. It's practical. People can apply this like immediately. It's not rocket science. And it's the equivalent of boots on the ground marketing. I'm going to call this digital door knocking. Like that phrase is stuck in my head as you're explaining it. This is digital door knocking. You can engage with homeowners in a clever way. Play the long game. Don't be a tool and just try to sell all your stuff. Nobody likes that. But add some value and like get engaged in these groups. I think it's super powerful. In fact, door knocking these days is not even a good idea in a lot of parts of the country, right? Because people are freaked out and, you know, you got just a lot of security risks and things like that. This is a backdoor in to real homeowners that need your service. And over the long haul, it's the same difference as you working a neighborhood in person for a few years and gaining a lot of customers and trust and social proof. I think it's awesome. So I thank you for taking a few minutes to share this with people. You know, thousands and thousands of people are going to hear this and start digital door knocking because of you, Cody. How cool is that?
Oh, man, that's amazing. And the last thing that I have to say is don't be afraid to ask people in those groups if there's other areas that are maybe not seeing a lot of, you know, your services offered. So like you said, the estate thing, I just asked, I said, hey, are there any areas that, you know, might need my help? And I got three different estates or groups of homes that have little groups, and it's maybe only 300 or 400 people, but those people haven't had someone in their area for a long time that need your services. So don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's tactical. It's simple. You can like sit in your underwear and drink coffee and make sales. That's pretty cool. So, Cody, thank you. I hope you have a great 2018. And circle back with me after you get this thing really systemized and scalable, because I think there's something here for sure. The digital door knocking system. I'm my wheels are turning in my head. So I appreciate your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.